John Updike has written four novels about his character Harry Rabbit Engstrom, one for each decade since the 50s. There was Rabbit Run, Rabbit Redux, Rabbit is Rich, and now there's the final Rabbit novel. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Rabbit at Rest.
In one of John Updike's non-rabbit novels, The Coup, an African has this insight. I perceived that a man, in America, is a failed boy. All four Rabbit novels are a gloss on this brief text. In Rabbit at Rest, the last of them, Harry Rabbit Engstrom may dress up as Uncle Sam in the 4th of July parade, but like America, he's run out of gas. Just listen to him, at age 55, dividing his time in semi-retirement between the car lot in Brewer, Pennsylvania, and a Florida condo called Valhalla Village. Though his inner sense of himself, he thinks, is of an innocuous passive spirit, a steady small voice that doesn't want to do any harm, get trapped anywhere, or ever die, there is this other self seen from outside, a 6'3" ex-athlete weighing at least 230, a fearsome bulk with eyes that see and hands that grab and teeth that bite, a body eating enough at one meal to feed 3 Ethiopians for a day, a shameless consumer of gasoline, electricity, newspapers, hydrocarbons, carbohydrates. From too much consumption of junk food, cheap sensations, and disposable ideas, Rabbit will explode. This failed boy, who likes Reagan and voted for Bush and misses the Cold War because it gave you a reason to get up in the morning, dreams of an enormous scoop-shaped space, an amphitheater, an audience somehow for whom he is performing, though there is no other person in the dream, just this sense of presence, of echoing, august, dreadfully solemn presence. He wakes frightened, with a dribble down from one corner of his mouth. He feels like a drum that has been struck. The space he was dreaming of, he now recognizes as his ribcage. Inside the ribcage is Rabbit's heart, like the bomb on Pan Am 103 that he can't stop reading and dreaming about. As much as Rabbit fears women, he's more afraid of death. As much as he identifies with the Dalai Lama and obsesses about Jews, he's lost his way with God. I wish I cared more. The last installment, Rabbit is Rich, like the first installment, Rabbit Run, was just about perfect. As Skylab fell, Rabbit jogged, a king of the ghosts, and beneath his sneakers the dead stared up, family and friends in the famous, whole races like the Cambodians. And I jogged right alongside him, prepared to believe that maybe God is in the universe the way salt is in the sea, giving it a taste. But Rabbit at Rest, like Rabbit Redux, seems strained, as if desperate to include everything the decade had to offer, whether it fit in a novel or not, to suck up the 1980s like a berserk vacuum cleaner. You want liberated women? Rabbit's wife Janice goes to work in real estate. You want cocaine and a savings and loan scandal? Rabbit's son Nelson is a crackhead and an embezzler and goes into a 12-step program and talks in bumper stickers. You want AIDS? Somebody's got it. You want terrorism? There's Pan Am 103, ripping open like a rotten melon. Maybe Updike is worn out from America, a nation of failed boys. Maybe he's just weary of Rabbit. But Rabbit, tired meat, moist cheese, has played his last basketball game. Too late, he found out that there's more to being a human being than having your own way. High school's over.
John Leonard is a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Rabbit at Rest by John Updike.